Calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. And we will play and promote your music for free. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/RioBravoMusicLive. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Rio Bravo Music Live.
It's live at 5 California time. It's Rio Bravo Music Live with your host, ex-oil field worker turned chemical drilling engineer, songwriter, and composer, Dougie the Drill Crockett. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along, and maybe someone will hear how good a song you have wrote, and Crockett played it here.
Here in Rio Bravo Music Live, we invite all different types of genres. We promote artists and writers that want to get their music out there. From rock to hip hop, from country to gospel, no matter what, we are here to help and promote your music. Make sure to tune in every week for the Lost Tapes of Young Elvis's Life, an interview that explores the beginnings of Elvis Presley in the early 20s through the eyes of a man who lived with young Elvis before becoming a superstar.
bad loving. Keep your disguise, love sharp. This ain't no broken hearted, aching fun. Too many loose women riding on the edge, going down the same damn highway and messing with your little old head. Messing with your little old head. The time I first glanced you, I thought my heart it knew. Then you pulled on the string, just another heartache to better not hurt me. I can't take another ache and go back to that heart pain. I've had it all by the dozens, bad heartaches and bad loving. Keep your disguise, love charm. Ain't no broken hearted, aching fun. Too many loose women riding on the edge, going down the same damn highway and messing with your little old head. Messing with your little old head. I've had it all by the dozens, bad heartaches and bad loving. Keep your disguise, love sharp. This ain't no broken hearted, aching fun.
Hello, my friends. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host for the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And I'm glad that you joined me this week and listening to the show. And, you know, the last two songs that we played was two songs that I've written. The first one was That's the Way It Goes, written by me, sang by Johnny Davila. The next song that we played was Little Old Head, written by me and sang by Johnny Davila. You know, friends, I didn't start this show just for the hell of it, you know. I have an agenda. My agenda is to get some songs heard and maybe get some cut by some artist or maybe a publisher take it or something. We're trying to be heard here as a original music. And I hope there's songwriters out there that want to be heard too and want to be promoted as much as possible. It's necessary to be promoted as much as possible nowadays. It's not like it was a long time ago. You just about have to have everything done. Your voice, your arrangements, your melody, it all has to be in one package and ready to be heard by an artist or by a singer or a publisher. So if you believe in your music, then send it to me, Dougie Crockett, on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show, and I'll play it, and I'll also discuss and talk about your bio and try to promote you as much as I can and help you as much as I can. So please, if there's any songwriters out there listening, just pick it up, pick your song up and put it on the
MP3 and send it to me, please, and let me play it. I'll be the judge of it if it's no good, and I ain't gonna play nothing that ain't no good. But I ain't found nothing yet that I thought was no good. I always see something good in everything. So send it to me, please. To Dougie Crockett, Real Bravo Music Live Radio Show. You can send your MP3 to realbravomusiclive@yahoo.com and I'll get it. Thank you, friends.
Prescription for disaster. Don't be a swinger, be a stinger. Stuck in Mexico, Spanish fly in my coat. Dos pesos, nowhere to go. Como esta, señorita? Como esta, chiquita? Como esta, be mine? Como esta? Save the good memories, throw out the unkind. Still got my own trigger finger. Fades like old wound. No more anger. Como esta, señorita? Como esta, chiquita? Como esta, be my, como esta?
For the spotlight. A countdown of the top songs of the week. A place where your host, Dougie Crockett, analyzes, discusses, and plays the newest songs submitted by songwriters all over the world. Songs are judged by the categories of arrangement, melody, lyrics, and voice.
we give you artist biographies and background and provide your daily dose of great new music. So get ready to experience the Spotlight with your host, Dougie Crockett, here at the Rio Bravo Music Live Show.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host of the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And right now, we're at the part of the show where we call the Spotlight, and it's where we promote indie singer-songwriters and original unknown songwriters by playing their music and discussing their bios. And if you're an indie singer-songwriter or original unknown songwriter, and you want your music played or your bio promoted, then send your bio and MP3s of your songs to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com, and we'll get it out as soon as we can. We'll get it on the air. And right now, I'm going to promote some indie singer-songwriters for BBSRadio.com. And after I promote these indie singer-songwriters on the Spotlight, then BBSRadio.com picks them up and plays them daily and posts their bio on their website. And our first indie singer-songwriter of the Spotlight for this show is called Call Me Malcolm, and the song is In Treatment. Call Me Malcolm are a five-piece ska punk band from London, blending hard punk, crunchy ska sound with three-part harmonies. Originally inspired by the Hallown days of Goldfinger, the band quickly evolved a harder, more sarcastic, random hand style edge. Since Malcolm's Dispute album, We Did This to Ourselves reached number one in the Bandcamp ska punk chart in 2014. They're supported by the Interrupters, Big D and the Kids, Table and Sonic Boom 6. Now working with Bad Granola Records and B Sharp Productions, in April 2018, Malcolm will release I Was Broken When You Got Here, an album telling the story of a band's struggle with the mental health, recorded with Oz Graggs, a Hidden Track Studios, The Gallows, The Mellow Knox, Feed the Rhino. The album encapsulates the refined, layered songwriting the band has developed. Malcolm's tour, the UK this summer, will dates at Rebellion's Festival and Level Up already on the cards. 2018 looks set to be a huge year for the ska punk band. Energetic and tight, punk-tastic, absolutely first-class harmonies that were just a sonic treat to the ears. Colon punk rock world, infectious brass melodies, and impressive arrangements. Broken Arrow Magazine. Call Me Malcolm made bright music that will be reshaped your face into a smile. And now, the song In Treatment by Call Me Malcolm.
I can't stop thinking, and I'm not waving, cause I think I'm sinking. I crack a smile cause I'm better off when I'm not under the scope. I gotta get me out of here. I've been face down the best part of a week. I wish I could say it.
stop thinking and I'm not waving, cause I think I'm sinking. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't feel, and I can't tonight. I gotta get me out of here, and this therapy's making me weak. I wish I could say that every time we
That song was called In Treatment by Call Me Malcolm. And our next track that we're going to play is called Break Free by Taryn Southern. Taryn Southern. After making it to the semifinals of American Idol 3 when she was 17, Taryn decided to put music on the back burner, and in 2013, Taryn returned to the music with a twist. She released a musical comedy album. Her song Crush landed on the mega bass radio charts, and Taryn was featured as the new and noteworthy artist by Billboard. Her second album, Flashback Friday, an ode to her favorite 80s songs, earned more than 2 million streams on YouTube. And now, Taryn Southern, Break Free.
There's more to who we are. a mile in someone else's mind, but underneath a smile, we all feel quarantined.
Okay, that was Carlin Southern with a track called Break Free. And our next indie singer-songwriter that we want to promote for BBSRadio.com is going to be Greg Blackwell with a track called Behind the Walls. Well, Greg Blackwell Harris, well, he's a father, a grandfather, a brother, and a friend, and a creator, and an artist, a giver, and a receiver, still going strong with more to give by God's grace. He's a motivational speaker, a life coach, and a writer, and a producer, and an entertainer, interpreter, philanthropist, and a manager of Blackwell Enterprises, New West Inner Group, and host of a show on BBSRadio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m. Station 1 called Jail, Parole, Probation, Survival with Greg Harris. Please listen to him every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Station 1, BBS Radio.
Yeah. Jail shit.
Beats.
Check it. Coming to your hardcore behind the wall, where you could end up if you take a fall. No pleasure but pain as the hours go by, as you sit in your cell on a lockdown high. The roughs, the toughs, all wearing blue. The sinister, the shady, living a life with you. But still you think you have shots to call. That's why I'm serving you real, but about the wall. Check it out. From the slop that you eat in your mouth, you taste all through the day. You have bars in your face, you toss and turn in your sleep at night. And the next day you wake, you have a brand new fight every day. It's the same old thing. Stand by your bunk when you hear the bell ring, ringing loud, head in the cloud. It might be a day to get played real foul, like disrespected, totally neglected, stripped down, bent over and not protected, thrown in the hole, face down. Then you thought you were a king until they took your crown. But it's not too late, you have a chance after all, if you pick up on the message from behind the wall, the wall. Yeah, check it. From the slop that you eat in your mouth, you taste all through the day. You have bars in your face, you toss and turn in your sleep at night. And the next day you wake, you have a brand new fight every day. It's the same old thing. Stand by the bunk when you hear the bell ring, ringing loud, head in the cloud. It might be a day to get played real foul, like disrespected, totally neglected, stripped down, bent over and not protected, thrown in the hole, face down. And you thought you were a king until they took your crown. But it's not too late, you have a chance after all, if you pick up on the message from behind the wall, the wall. Yeah. Normalcy, it don't exist anymore. When you take your first step through them prison doors, when you were on the street, your girl call you daddy, you drove around town in your brand new caddy of Benz. But now you're with your friends, walking a circle on the yard in packs of 10. Homeboys, hoping they lend you an ear, so you can keep talking and not show your real fear of the man in the tower, real fear of the death in the shower, real fear of one tougher than you. Because the drama goes down, you don't know what to do, but in your own mind you think you know it all. That's why I'm serving you a reel that's about the wall, the wall.
And that last track was Greg Blackwell Harris, Behind the Walls. Thank you, Greg. And our final track is going to be called Caffeine by X Styles and 2M. After her third single, On Me Productions for Swisscom and UBS, as well as the featuring with DJ Antonia on the album title song, We Are the Party, the single Stay is another big milestone in the musical career of X Styles and 2M. Now the songs have been signed by Sony Germany and Columbia Records USA, among others, and will be released in the other countries in the middle of April. And now we want to play Caffeine by X Styles and 2M.
Your locomotion in every curve you take. I got the rhythm of your heartbeat. So could you keep me open for possibilities? 'Cause I'm believing all I need is you. Let me drink it like caffeine. Fill me up with sugar. Energy I'll keep on giving back. Let me lick it like ice cream. Every single flavor. Candy I can savor. Girl, give me that fire. Like a rocket to heaven. One addiction, my nicotine. Let me drink it like chili pepper heart. Light me up, give me a jump start. I know just what you mean. Moving and making my pitter of my heart pat, bringing me to life. Let me drink it like caffeine. Fill me up with sugar. Energy I'll keep on giving back. Let me drink it like caffeine. Fill me up with sugar. Energy I'll keep on giving back. Let me lick it like ice cream. Every single flavor. Candy I can savor. Girl, give me that fire. Like a rocket to heaven. One addiction, my nicotine. Let me drink it like
was X Styles and 2M with Caffeine. And that's our last indie singer-songwriter that we're going to promote for BBSRadio.com on this segment of the show. And now we're going to spotlight some original unknown songwriters for the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. And our first unknown original songwriter for the spotlight for the Real Bravo Music Live show is going to be Reggie Nighthawk. And Reggie is a San Antonio based up and coming rock and roll guitarist, vocalist and songwriter, composer, publisher, producer, originally from St. Louis, Missouri. now representing the new wave of guitar-driven blues and rock and roll music, the young Mr. Nighthawk actually hails from the same high school as Chuck Berry had graduated from. And I was visiting with Reggie the other day in San Antonio there in Guitar Center, and Reggie said that yes, he did know Chuck Berry. He'd been out to his house. Chuck Berry had heard his music, and they were friends. At one time they were friends, and he did go to the same classroom and everything that Chuck Berry was in. So let's listen to his music. He has a song called Hill Out of Delta. So we're going to listen to that right now. Reggie Nighthawk out of San Antonio, Texas, with a song called Hill Out the Delta. And our next unknown original songwriter is going to be John Moran. And John first began writing during his beginning years attending Emerald Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona, where he was studying for an aviation degree. There he took classes in creative writing and began writing poetry and dabbling at writing songs. It wasn't until he took his first songwriting class at Golden West College back in the mid-90s that he developed a stronger passion to write songs. Later during those years, he attended another advanced songwriting class at Golden West and took a craft step further when he enrolled in UCLA Extension and began taking classes in their songwriting program. In the late 90s, he finished a UCLA writing certificate program and began writing with other songwriters as well as a country band called Isom County. John has been a member of the Recording Academy for the past 10 years, as well as a member of ASCAP for the past 7 years. John also attends music events put on by BMI and CSAC. He constantly stays informed on the changes in the industry and reads many books about songwriting so he can become his craft a little bit better and better every day. And now we're going to hear a song from John Moran, and it's called Rolling with the Tide.
Sometimes you're feeling high, other times you're low. If you keep it together, things will start to flow. Give it your best and give a little more. Keep rolling with the tide, or the waves will eat you alive. Go with your gut, you'll continue to survive. Your dreams are within reach, so keep rolling with the tide. Draw up a plan and take it to task. Keep moving forward and forget the past. Give it your best and give a little more. Keep rolling with the tide, or the waves will eat you alive. Go with your gut, you'll continue to survive. Your dreams are within reach, so keep rolling with the tide. Continue to survive. Your dreams are within reach, so keep rolling with the tide.
That was Rolling with the Tide by John Moran. Thank you, John. You did a good job on that. I do appreciate it. Folks, in early 1957, there was only four people that lived at Graceland. Mr. and Mrs. Presley, Elvis Presley, and a guy named Cliff Cleaves. In this interview, you're going to learn what really went behind the scenes. As they interviewed the man there, Cliff Cleaves revealed the truth about the private life of the young Elvis Presley. And now we're going to take a little listen to that clip from The Young Elvis Presley by Cliff Cleaves.
So I didn't know anything about it. I did not know about the car. But here comes a pink Cadillac, and I said, well, I'll be darned. That's old Elvis. You know, unmistakable, right? The man was recognizable from 20 miles. I mean, you know. Really?
I'm not mistaken.
Very recognizable.
It was a little glow that used to travel with him anyway, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah, and he had the thing about him. It was there even before he got famous. It was
mysterious. A thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. Definitely. But anyway, I said, well, that's old Elvis, I'll be. And as he approached and got closer, I stuck my head out and said, Elvis, Elvis, Cliff, turn around, turn around. So I made a U-turn on Memphis and followed him back up to the Madison Cadillac, the Cadillac of Cadillac dealers. That is the place we pulled into. When I made the U-turn on Union and followed him, he said, follow me. He pointed and pulled in to Madison Cadillac.
Gotcha.
He said, hey, Cliff, boom, how you doing? Fine. Elvis, what a great weekend. Oh, this is what it's all about. If you can't have fun, forget it. I said, well, I feel the same way, that type thing. And he said, I brought my mother this car, and I'm going to have it tuned up. I'm not going to drive anymore. It's her car. And I bought this Eldorado Cadillac, and the masking tape is still over it. I said, wow. And he said, well, Cliff, the point being is, these two cars are in. Could you take me a couple places? I said, Elvis, for sure. We got in my car and took off. I'll speed this up. Ransom, a few things he had to do. Then about 5:30 that afternoon, he said, Cliff, I'd like to invite you out to dinner. This is the third time now, right? 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, and shooting pool, New York. So I'm one time up in the room and at the dressing room, the third time. And I said, that's great. We went out and had dinner. And now it gets, the speed really speeds up. After dinner, we sat in the living room there on Audubon Drive, not Graceland, Audubon Drive.
This is his mother's house?
This is their family home on Audubon Drive. The house is still there. This is where they were living at the time. A 3-2, three bedroom, two bath, nice red brick home that Elvis had a den added to it. And
probably
it's white now, but it was
probably a nine-car garage.
No, just a little carport. No, very small carport, and he only had two cars. Only had two at that time. Yeah.
So now you're in the house.
Now we're, we've already had dinner. We're sitting in the living room, and he said, Cliff, he said, a friend of mine joined the Marine Corps, and he's gone. And I'm alone. These exact words that he used. As a matter of fact, he said, you know Red West? And I said, no, I don't. I'm from another town, you know. He didn't know. I said, no, I never know anybody by that name. He said, well, he was with me, and we were together and everything, and he joined the Marine Corps, and he's gone, and I'm alone. Those words he used. And he said, I like you, my family likes you, and I'd like to have you, if you would, come with me. And he said, I'd be happy to pay you, work out a deal, you know, and be a pay check involved. And I said, Elvis, I had...
Was there a title that he gave that, or was it just a friend, a consort, a...
I don't know, but what happened, was, I told him I'm involved in other areas, and I just can't do that. I wouldn't do that to you. You come on board with your thing, your trip, and have a paycheck involved where I couldn't leave. But I said, it sounds great to me, Elvis. I'd like to. I like you. I like the whole scene.
Sounds like a dream job.
Yeah, but no, this was no job. It was stopped. I said, I can't do that. And I said, but to, you know, join you and have fun and everything on a basis of no pay, where when I have to go somewhere, that there's no problem. In other words, I'm not running off. I'm not leaving anybody.
In other words, I don't really wish to work for you, but I don't mind being your friends.
That's exactly it. And moving along, and for whatever it does, and that when things come up, I have to do my thing or whatever. And he said, you mean that's the only thing stopping you, Cliff, from coming with me? And I said, that's right. And he said, hey, let's go get your clothes. Within that moment, we got up, left Audubon Drive, went over to my apartment, got my clothes, bag and baggage, and I moved into Audubon Drive that night. That night, I moved in.
You moved into the small house that Elvis Presley shared with his mother.
With his mother and father. When mother went? No, stepfather. It's his father.
Okay.
Vernon Presley, very much his father.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you moved into the house?
Moved in that night. There are three bedrooms. Elvis was at the end. There's a hallway. There was a smaller guest room where Natalie Wood had stayed when she was there. Then all the way down at the end was his mother and father's room. And I moved into the room where Natalie had been.
As a friend.
As a friend.
Not a gopher.
No gopher.
Not an investor, manager, not an agent.
As a pure, outright friend. Hey, I like you, you like me, let's have fun together. I see you don't want a job connected with me, but hey, let's go move in with me and let's just roll on down the road with it. Because Elvis was a fun-loving person. And I think he sensed that in me, that I was the type of person that would just...
So you knew
roll on down the road.
You then knew instinctively that this was going to be a...
They pour the whiskey tall.
whiskey tall funnel. Stress of a honky tonk is what you really want. The dance of love, one step and then a shove. But it's a thin line if you can't walk it right. And which side do you fall in? Which it's all? They pour the whiskey tall in whiskey tall fall. And western, scoot your vixen, fill me another glass. A good looking woman, I couldn't help but wonder if she'd be the last. But it's a thin line if you can't walk it right. Which side do you fall in? Wichita. They pour the whiskey tall in whiskey tall fall. They pour the whiskey tall in whiskey tall fall. They pour the whiskey tall in whiskey tall fall. They pour the whiskey tall in whiskey tall fall.
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along. Did I mention it was free? Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter.
Here in Rio Bravo Music Live, we invite all different types of genres. We promote artists and writers that want to get their music out there. From rock to hip hop, from country to gospel, no matter what, we are here to help and promote your music. Disclaimer: it is unlawful to download and distribute any copyrighted material. All songwriters on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show and all songs on the show are original. The writers who created and composed them own the copyrights. All rights reserved.